This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The future of a pro-Palestinian protest encampment on the campus of Columbia University is unclear as a deadline imposed by the university looms. Gwen Hogan with local news website The City reports.
Talks between student negotiators and university officials are ongoing on this eighth straight day that students have been camping out on the university's South Lawn. They're demanding the university divest from companies that profit off the war in Gaza. Columbia administrators set a 48-hour timeline to come to an agreement, but there's confusion about when exactly it expires, at midnight or later in the day Friday. The university has yet to clarify, but has said it is hoping to resolve the situation through negotiations with students. In the week since Columbia students set up camp on the South Lawn, students at universities all over the country have set up similar encampments. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
New York State's highest court has overturned the criminal conviction of former film producer Harvey Weinstein. NPR's Anastasia Seleukas reports Weinstein has been serving a 23-year sentence in New York after being convicted of felony sex crimes in 2020.
In a 4-3 decision, the state appeals court ruled that the trial judge mistakenly allowed testimony from women whose accusations against the former movie mogul were not part of the trial charges. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office told NPR that it intends to, quote, do everything in our power to retry this case and remain steadfast in our commitment to survivors of sexual assault. Despite the New York court's decision, another conviction against Weinstein stands for now. In February 2023, a judge in Los Angeles sentenced Weinstein to a 16-year prison term on a separate conviction of rape and sexual assault. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
Haiti's de facto prime minister has resigned with a new transitional council sworn in. NPR's Eder Peralta reports the council hopes to bring order to the country.
The transitional council was sworn in during a small ceremony with few invited guests. Local news outlets published video of the moment in which the 7 voting members of the council promised to protect the constitution. Gunfire can be heard in the distance. Criminal gangs control most of the capital and have attacked the airport, police stations, and other government installations. The now former Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, has been living in Los Angeles, unable to return since he left earlier this year to try to secure a peacekeeping force. The Transitional Council is expected to name a new Prime Minister. Eder Peralta, NPR News.
Signs of slowing economic growth and continued inflationary pressures during the first quarter show the tightrope the Fed continues to walk as it seeks to rein in inflation while not plunging the country into recession. The gross domestic product was up just 1.6%. Prices surged. You're listening to NPR News. The Philadelphia Opera announced today that Anthony Roth Costanzo, an opera singer and impresario, will be the organization's new general director and president. Jeff London has more.
Countertenor Anthony Roth Costanzo is known for being a fearless performer. He appeared nude on stage at the Metropolitan Opera during Philip Glass's Akhenaten. Now he's leaping into another role, running the Philadelphia Opera, a company known for commissioning new work as well as producing classics, but which has run into financial difficulties post-pandemic. Costanzo has a fundraising background, producing his own projects, and says, quote, "My entire career has been built upon producing, and so it feels like I've been doing this a long time." He takes over the reins of the Philadelphia Opera on June 1st. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
With U.S. lawmakers approving a measure that would require TikTok's Chinese owners to sell the popular video sharing app or face a U.S. ban, the company appears to be preparing for a legal battle. TikTok's Chinese parent, ByteDance, indicating at least for now it has no intention of selling. Beijing has signaled its willingness to fight with what is called a robbers act by U.S. lawmakers to snatch from others. Either way, many observers think Chinese authorities are unlikely to allow the sale of the company. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today despite signs of weaker economic growth. Oil up 76 cents a barrel to $83.57 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.